Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael Van Wy from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
You just told me. I was here looking at the page that I read from when I interview people, thinking, oh, well, the Cinnabar's production of La Cage has been extended. They've had a good run so far. But you've extended it before it's opened.
Yes, sir. We don't open till October 18th, and the tickets are selling so well, they've already extended the run of the show.
Through November 10th.
Right.
Well, tell me about the cast. Tell me about your approach to doing the show.
We have a fantastic cast. We have Stephen Walsh is playing Georges, my partner in the show and partner in the club La Cage aux Folles that we own. He's a fantastic trained singer. He's just melts you. He's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Jean-Michel is played by Kyle Stoner. He's plays our son, the son who wants to kind of marry the conservative girl and get rid of me for the evening. Right. My character
right.
is Alban.
Right.
And he has the sweetest lyric tenor voice I think I've ever heard. It's just, I'm very excited about the singers that we have cast, and they're also fantastic actors. I'm even more excited about the Cagels that they've cast for the show.
Uh-huh.
The Cagels are the chorus girls, well, the chorus boys that are chorus girls in the show. And when you do a production of La Cage aux Folles in a metropolitan area like San Francisco or New York, it's pretty easy to find guys who will show up and audition to dance in heels and wigs. In a rural area like this, it is much more difficult and challenging to find those perfect people who will show up. We resorted to Craigslist, you know, to find some
really?
Of them. We did indeed, and it worked. We've got amazing dancers, singers and dancers, and they just absolutely sparkle, you know. So,
well, you would think that if it's difficult to cast a show like La Cage aux Folles, where you are, it would be also difficult to get audiences. But nobody seems to have any trouble with the audiences, do they?
No, apparently not. I guess there's a difference between watching someone dance around in wigs and heels and actually doing it, you know.
I think there's a difference.
I can testify there is a difference.
So how long have you been in rehearsal?
Oh, we've been in rehearsal since September 1st, first or 2nd.
Oh, that's a substantial rehearsal.
Yeah, 5 days a week. It's a huge, huge show. There's a lot of singing and dancing, a lot of music. It's an amazing thing to take a Broadway musical that was originally for an orchestra of 50 and a huge chorus and scale it down to an intimate house like Cinnabar Theater.
That's right.
And the production team, from David Lear is doing the set. Sherry Lee Miller is our fantastic director. She has such a great vision.
She's
to
wonderful.
Our music director, Mary Chun, they have effectively and beautifully scaled it down, because while the production is typically huge, the story itself is quite intimate. The story of this family and how they love each other and what they go through to come to an understanding with each other and live as an alternative kind of family, you know, in this world, is quite intimate. And so it fits beautifully in Cinnabar.
How is that normally handled? Have you seen productions of the show?
I have indeed. I've done it before.
Do we light up a small corner of the stage to have the intimate scenes and then blow it open for the large scenes?
No, you just have an overall vision that the story itself is intimate. And of course, you cast it differently. You can't cast 30 chorus girls in a small space. There wouldn't be any oxygen left in the room after they finished dancing their first number. So, you scale down your casting and it's about perspective and about using your imagination and being creative and knowing that the most important thing is to show the relationship between these characters who love each other. And that really has been, I think, our director's greatest strength.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, Michael, and congratulations on a show that is successful before it opens. That doesn't happen too often.
Great. Thanks for having me.
It's La Cage aux Folles at the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. A telephone number, 763-8920, or online, cinnabartheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.